Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 4th of March, the 64th day of 2024, with 301 days ahead of us on our way to 2025. How well we put them to use, only our own discoveries will tell. Named after Mars, the Roman god of war, his month Martius signaled the beginning of the season for warfare, but also the beginning of agricultural activities. Suffice to say, winds of 50 miles per hour or more in Maine are apparently becoming normal, as we have experienced them several times now within the past 2.5 months, since the Monday before Christmas. Poet Lila Yastian says this in her short piece titled Seasons. Summer sings a love song. Autumn plays the cello. Mellow. Winter's bassoon intones a dirge to purge. Spring pierces the gloom with solo piccolo. Of the 100 hostile days the old-timers say we have every year, we probably could count 2 of them as having happened this past Wednesday and Thursday, when the winds finally had their way again with our local electric energy supply, at least temporarily. Heavenward early this morning, our last quarter moon this morning has become our waning crescent moon, somewhat in the visual vicinity of the bright star Antares, the heart of the constellation Scorpius, the Scorpion. By week's end, our increasingly slender waning crescent moon will float near the planets Venus and Mars, down low in the southeast sky about a half hour before sunrise. For those of us wondering whether much has changed in the corruption scene of American politics in the past half century, perhaps we might say that the plot or action is quite similar along with the setting, and that the names of the characters are often different from time to time. Consider, for example, 50 years ago, at the beginning of March 1974, when 7 people, including former Nixon White House aides H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman, former Attorney General John Mitchell, and former Assistant Attorney General Robert Mardian, were indicted on charges of conspiring to obstruct justice in connection with the Watergate break-in. Those 4 defendants were convicted 9 months later, though Mardian's conviction was later reversed. Today in 1522, Anne Boleyn made her debut at the English court during the Green Castle pageant. Today in 1628, England's King Charles I granted a royal charter to the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Today in 1699, Jews were expelled from residing in Lübeck, Germany. Today in 1774, the first sighting of the Orion Nebula were recorded by astronomer William Herschel. Today in 1789, 9 senators and 13 representatives of the first U.S. Congress met and declared the Constitution in effect. Today in 1791, the first Jewish member of the U.S. Congress, Israel Jacobs, took office, and Vermont was admitted as the 14th state. Today in 1793, at his second inauguration as U.S. President, George Washington delivered a speech of only 133 words. Today would remain the presidential inauguration date for the next 20 U.S. presidents, ending with that of Franklin Roosevelt in 1933. Today in 1801, as America's 3rd president, Thomas Jefferson became the country's 1st president to be inaugurated in Washington, D.C. Today in 1881, California became the first state to pass plant quarantine legislation. Today in 1918, U.S. Army mess cook Private Albert Gitchell of Fort Riley, Kansas, became the first documented military case of Spanish flu, the worldwide pandemic which would kill between 50 and 100 million people. Today in 1929, as Herbert Hoover's Vice President Charles Curtis became the first Native American to become Vice President of the United States. Today in 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. announced plans for the Poor People's Campaign. Today in 1888, in Voss, Norway, Knut Rockne was born to a skillful carriage builder and his wife, who, when Knut was age 3, traveled to the World's Columbia Exposition in Chicago to place some of his carriages on exhibition. Deciding to stay, Knut Sr. sent for his family, who immigrated to the U.S., where young Knut soon proved himself to be a talented athlete in football, baseball, and track, though he did not consider pursuing professional sports, opting for a job at the post office instead. There, however, he ran to stay in shape, and in his fourth year as a postal worker, his running friends persuaded him to enroll in Notre Dame University, there playing on the football team while also doing well in chemistry, which would have become his new career path except for his amazing performance in the 1913 game against West Point. Knut's roommate, Gus Doré, was also Notre Dame's quarterback, and the two devised a stratagem that would become known as the forward pass. Their innovation helped them womp West Point, and Knut would go on to coach for Notre Dame and become one of the game's great legends, attaining a winning average of .897, a successful stretch that ended in Knut's untimely death in 1931 due to an airplane crash. Knut Rockne was also a hard competitor, urging his players to win one for the Gipper. George Gipp, a Notre Dame football star who had died unexpectedly, and remarking upon occasion, "Show me a good and gracious loser, and I'll show you a failure." Today is also the birthday in 1394 of Prince Henry the Navigator, who sponsored the earliest Portuguese voyages of discovery and founded a navigational school in Sagres, Portugal. In 1610 of English painter William Dobson, in 1678 of Venetian Baroque violin virtuoso and composer Antonio Vivaldi, in 1754 of American physician, co-founder of Harvard Medical School and smallpox vaccine pioneer Benjamin Waterhouse, in 1756 of Scottish painter Henry Raeburn, in 1885 of first Dutch woman to be elected to Parliament, Suze Groeneweg, in 1877 of the American inventor of the gas mask and the traffic signal, Garrett Morgan, in 1887 of American actress Violet McMillan, in 1889 of American actress Pearl White, in 1891 of American co-founder of Al-Anon, Lois Wilson Burnham, in 1921 of British actress and dancer Joan Greenwood, in 1922 of American actress Martha O'Driscoll, in 1926 of American businessman and Amway co-founder Richard DeVos, in 1928 of American drummer Larry Bunker, in 1931 of American economist Alice Rivlin, in 1933 of Dutch jazz singer Anne Burton, in 1934 of American actress Anne Haney, in 1934 of Scottish folk singer and guitarist Nancy Whiskey, in 1939 of American actress Paula Prentice, in 1944 of American R&B musician Bobby Womack, in 1947 of American actor and sometime Maine resident Leatherface Gunnar Hansen, in 1953 of American actress Kai Lentz, in 1954 of Canadian actress Catherine O'Hara, and in 1969 of American actress Chaz Bono. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the 11th week of winter and to the 10th week of 2024.